Fort William First Nation. 5 years later, there are still no definitive answers about a promised long-term care facility at Fort William First Nation. Chief Michelle Solomon took the Prime Minister's visit to Thunder Bay as an opportunity to lobby him and the federal government to move the project forward. It's actually been shut down twice after several hundred thousand dollars invested into developing the plan to fit into the Green, Inclusive Fund. As I understand it, the Green Inclusive Fund was developed for the Fort William First Nation long-term care facility. It's really disheartening that it continues to not be supported by the government. The most recent application was made to Ottawa in 2022 when Peter Collins was chief. It asked for $25 million in funding to support a proposed long-term care home in the community. That application was denied. Solomon spoke about the commitment that Trudeau had made to the previous chief. He may be responding off the cuff to perhaps questions that he wasn't prepared for, but a commitment was made from him directly to former Chief Peter Collins. So you know, it is disappointing. It's disheartening that that commitment has not been lived up to, and it would have been nice to have that commitment reiterated today. MP Marcus Pawlowski has been an advocate for Fort William First Nation to get a long-term care facility, Solomon said. Marcus and I have had a few conversations. He has certainly created an opportunity for me to speak to individuals and to try and move this forward. He's tried to be supportive in this, but unfortunately, we're still not getting the approval that we need. She noted that having a long-term care facility would create more jobs for her community. I think it's important to mention the economic benefits that a long-term care facility has to Thunder Bay, and not just to Fort William First Nation, and the jobs that it creates. I believe there's upwards of 200 jobs that would be created by having this long-term care facility at Fort William First Nation. It was previously estimated that the cost of the project would be around $40 million. It already has the approval of Ontario's Ministry of Health and Long-Term Care, which would support operating costs with a per diem contribution.